Making After School Cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities you are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Today, this is a preview of episode 57, which highlights the services provided by Champions Before and After School Programs. Today's guest is Max Madrell. Max has worked 19 years in youth development and is currently the area manager for Champions in Pasadena and has previous experience serving Houston and LaPorte ISDs. In this episode, you will learn about the types of services offered by Champions, how they're able to continue to provide services during the 2021 school year despite all of the after-schools caused by COVID, and why it is important for after-school programs to be available for kids, parents, and schools.
In a nutshell, Champions Before and After School programs are programs that are administered on the site at the schools that we work with. So, for example, school dismissal, the bell rings, and Champions students already know to go to their school's respective gymnasium or cafeteria. And we basically set up a site daily and we run an after school program there. And it encompasses a lot of neat initiatives. You know, we have your usual homework help and your STEM activities. What I'm really proud about Champions is that we don't shy away from the social injustice conversation that's going on within the nation. So for example, we've always had a great curriculum as far as activities that deal with STEAM activities, the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. But we did a Disability Awareness Month theme curriculum where we talk of just peers and just individuals that come from all backgrounds that do work or do have to deal with on the daily disabilities. And so we made sure to train our team before we instituted these activities because it is a sensitive topic, just like all these are not easy topics but we feel that it's super necessary to talk about these subjects. In April and May, we touched on both Arab American Heritage Month, and this month we're finishing up on Asian American Pacific Islander Month. Specifically, all the political talking about the COVID-19 and the coronavirus and how our brothers and sisters in the AAPI community are being targeted. Whereas other programs may want to shy away from that, we feel like we need to lean in because it's happening in the students' space and in the students' worldview. And so we feel that it's healthy to talk about these subjects and bring it down to a level that the students can understand.
So please join us for our next episode where we discuss providing after-school services during the 2021 school year and overcoming the difficulties of COVID-19.
Making after school cool.